Greetings in Christ Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. Praise His holy name. Overcomers.ca. The Epistle Mysteries. Introduction to the Epistle Mysteries. Scripture. And I, brethren, when I came unto you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, proclaiming to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And I was with you in weakness, and in fear, and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching were not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. We speak wisdom, however, among them that are full grown, yet a wisdom not of this world, nor of the rulers of this world, who are coming to naught, but we speak God's wisdom in a mystery, even the wisdom that hath been hidden, which God foreordained before the worlds unto our glory, which none of the rulers of this world hath known. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, things which eye saw not, and ear heard not, and which entered not into the heart of man, whatsoever things God prepared for them that love him. But unto us God has revealed them through the Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For who among men knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of the man, which is in him? Even so the things of God none knoweth, save the Spirit of God. But we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is from God, that we might know the things that were freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Spirit teacheth, combining spiritual things with spiritual words. Now the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, and he cannot know them, because they are spiritually judged. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, and he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he should instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians 2, 1-16, American Standard Version. In the world of man, choices and decisions made by any governing authority or ruling power, by any financial institution or religious order, is done in the mind of man whose purpose is to live their lives in accordance with this present ordered arrangement. Cosmos. It is by this that man sets up whatever governing rule or power is needed, instituted by the power resident in their natural thoughts and relating to their life in this world and all things in it. An earthly ruler is their desire, for all that is seen in this world is built for and by the needs of the natural physical life that any person has. All you see, work for, purchase, pay for, and require for life is for the life of your natural body. All such things are given to us through the power of our own ability to think in minds set to this ordered arrangement, brackets, cosmos. The above paragraph is the best definition I have for the carnal mind. It is the mind that minds the things needed for a fleshly existence. In the dictionary, the word carnal is listed this way. 1. Pertaining to or characterized by the flesh or the body, its passions and appetites, sensual, carnal pleasures. 2. Not spiritual, merely human, temporal, worldly, a man of secular rather than carnal leanings. In this study of the mysteries listed in the epistles and elsewhere in Scripture, we will learn how to put down this natural mind in exchange for the mind of the Spirit, that mind which is resident in our risen Lord, his very thought process on a continual basis, so that our minds, hearts, and will are centered upon his very person and his very word within us. That this mind resident is a corporate mind, a mind that each member of the body of Christ contributes to, thus becoming a whole mind in which no duality exists. It is learning that the mind of carnality can be set aside, spiked through, as it were, with a renewed will, cleansed of iniquity, and made perfect by the atonement of Christ, the atonement Christ Jesus provides for us, and for a will that aligns itself in perfection with God. The thought is in me that because conditions in the world are so rife with carnality and tribulations of every kind, that it may very well be that this study in itself will never be concluded. For it is my firm conviction that we are very close to the coming of Jesus, the great hope of his appearing in us and before us. He who does come to glorify the saints, fitting them into their eternal bodies, and setting in motion the next age wherein the plan of Yahweh would be even greater in intensity and purpose. As such, his coming would be most welcome, for it would institute the mysteries that this study is to portray into the very eyesight of those in the nations who would observe these glorified saints. However, should it be that the Lord tarries still, this study will continue to be a benefit for those who desire all that the Lord has for them, even if the time be short or long. The glorified saints at his coming would be the complete expression of these mysteries, which will in time envelop all that God has created for that very purpose. For God wrapped up mankind in a stubborn, darkened will, based in carnal fetishes, so that he might have mercy upon all, albeit first upon those in whom these mysteries will be fully displayed. In the study on the New Jerusalem, we noted the coming of the Lord upon they that overcome all things. In this study, we will see openly displayed the mysteries listed in Scripture and in full view for all the present ordered arrangement, brackets, cosmos, to behold. Such display of the mysteries found in Paul's epistles can only be done in bodies made new, bodies which cannot die, bodies glorified. And that is the promise of the Lord in our full inheritance, even these bodies with unbounded expression of his very person. It must also be noted that for the world to view the glorified saints with full expression of these mysteries openly revealed unto all those who behold them, that it would constitute that the earth itself must first be transformed. For the present ordered arrangement, brackets, cosmos, of the earth as it stands now, must cease. Not from man's pollutions or negative pressures, but from God, who would make it new after the purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus when he raised him from the dead. The world as it stands now is still the same world which crucified our Lord and which still kills those who would be godly within it. This ordered arrangement, therefore, must change so that the promises made and openly revealed in that day will be fully understood in the eyesight of all men everywhere. As such, it must be noted that any change that would come to this world or to the masses of humanity, which will view these workings, which soon shall be, needs be done upon the sole basis of charity, that love of Yahweh which passes all understanding. For it is love beyond all things, including understanding of all mysteries, which will give the fruit of hope for every soul who remains once the tribulation of this hour has passed. Love unbounded and worked in such a way as to finalize his greatest longing for all he has created to remain with him forever. That is the basis of understanding which we must appropriate. It is not, therefore, head knowledge, but heart knowledge that comes to maturity in us. Such knowledge that would never step past the boundaries of his love. We will find, therefore, that from the heart comes understanding, and from the renewed mind, the issues of life. And let me repeat that. We will find, therefore, that from the heart comes understanding, and from the renewed mind, the issues of life. Christ's mind in us is already perfect, opposite to how the carnal nature and mind presently works. Also guarded must be our appropriation of this understanding of the deeper things of Christ, for we live in a diluted time, a time wherein anything of depth can be drawn into delusion rather than conclusion, out of the mystery and back into the history, into the depths of woe rather than the liberty of Christ, which makes us free. And allow me to repeat that. Also guarded must be our appropriation of this understanding of the deeper things of Christ. For we live in a diluted time, a time wherein anything of depth can be drawn into delusion rather than conclusion, out of the mystery and back into the history, into the depths of woe rather than the liberty in Christ, which makes us free. The study must be based solely upon his word. As such, men and women in the past of the early church, and even up to this time, have walked as opened epistles read of many men. So much more greater will be the reading to the reader when the mysteries are displayed upon bodies glorified, which bodies will be the fullness of our inheritance in God when he comes to be admired in all they that believed. Nothing that has fallen now will be wasted when God builds it anew. It will be a new heavens and a new earth that God will create, not the old ordered arrangement which is to cease, but the one that is to come. It is unto this that we come first to wisdom to seek for understanding. Then when understanding has come, we seek, add to it the compilation of all that is in God by which we understand his very person. Then when understanding has come, we seek to add to it the compilation of all that is in God by which we understand his very person. My promise to those who would read these pages is simple text and simple words, simple enough to open the understanding, yet strong enough to keep one in the midst of all that would transpire as knowledge in the heart increasing. Childlike in the ability to receive, yet wise enough to answer any man the reason for the hope that is in them. Here then are the mysteries I have thus listed. They can be compressed into 16 and expanded into hundreds. But for the sake of order, I list them at 18. My heart leaps at such things, for it is in the understanding of them that the humble Nazarene becomes a joy to me as more and more of his person is openly revealed into my understanding, and that his very person is in me, which joy I carry as great and precious treasure. The list here is in no particular order, and not necessarily in the order they will be written. List of the 18 Mysteries. And remember, they may not appear on the site in this order. Mystery of the Kingdom of God. And he said unto them, Unto you is given to know the mystery of the Kingdom of God, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables, that seeing they may see, and not perceive, and hearing they may hear, and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted, and their sins should be forgiven them. And he said unto them, Know ye not this parable? And how then will you know all parables? Mark 4:11-13, King James Version. Mystery of Israel's blindness. Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God, on them which fell, severity, but toward thee, goodness, if thou continue in his goodness. Otherwise thou shalt be cut off. And they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in, for God is able to graft them in again. For if thou wert cut out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and wert grafted contrary to nature into a good olive tree, how much more shall these, which be the natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree? For I would not, brethren, that ye would be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, There shall come out of Zion the Deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins. Romans 11:22-27, King James Version. Mystery of the Gospel. Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel, and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith, to God only wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen. Romans 16:25-27. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Ephesians 6:18-20. Mystery of our change. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, Where is thy victory? 1 Corinthians 15, 47-55. The mystery of his will. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. Ephesians 1, verses 3 to 10. The mystery of Christ. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles, if ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you word, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in a few words, whereby when ye read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Ephesians 3, 1-6. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving, withal praying also for us, that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom towards them that are without, redeeming the time. Colossians 4, 2-5. The fellowship of the mystery. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Wherefore, I desire that ye faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and in earth is named. Ephesians 3, 8-15. The mystery of the church. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth it and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Ephesians 5, 29-32. Mystery of the indwelling Christ, who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church, whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you, to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which has been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Wherefore I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. Colossians 1:24-29. The mystery of God. For I would that ye knew what great conflict I have for you, and for them at Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God, and of the Father, and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Colossians 2:1-3. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven, and swear by him that liveth for ever and ever, who created heaven and the things that are therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants the prophets. And the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again and said, Go and take this little book which is open in the hand of the angel which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. Revelation 10:4-8. The mystery of iniquity. And now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. 2 Thessalonians 2:6-12. The mystery of the faith. This is a true saying, if any man desire the office of a bishop, he desireth a good work. A bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality, apt to teach, not given to wine, no striker, not greedy of filthy lucre, but patient, not a brawler, not covetous, one that ruleth well his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity. For if a man know not how to rule his own house, How shall he take care of the church of God? Not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride, he fall into condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must have good report of them which are without, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. Likewise must the deacons be grave, not double-tongued, not given to much wine, not greedy of filthy lucre, holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. And let these also first be proved. Then let them use the office of a deacon, being found blameless. Even so must their wives be grave, not slanderers, sober, faithful in all things. Let the deacons be the husbands of one wife, ruling their children and their own houses well. For they that have used the office of a deacon well, purchase to themselves a good degree, and great boldness in the faith which is in Christ Jesus. 1 Timothy 3:1-13. The mystery of godliness. But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou ought to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar, the ground of truth, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. 1 Timothy 3:15-16. Mystery of the seven stars. Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. The mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. Revelation 1:19-20. Mystery of the great whore. And there came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, Come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication. And the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. Revelation 17:1-6. Mystery of unknown tongues. Follow after charity, and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that ye may prophesy. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understands him, albeit in the spirit he speaketh mysteries. But he that prophesieth speaketh unto men to edification, and exhortation, and comfort. He that speaketh an unknown tongue edifieth himself, but he that prophesieth edifieth the church. 1 Corinthians 14:1-4. And finally, stewards of the mysteries. Let a man so account of us as the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. But with me, it is a very small thing that I should be judged of you, or of man's judgment. Yea, I judge not mine own self, for I know nothing by myself, yet am I not hereby justified. But he that judgeth me is the Lord. Therefore judge nothing before the time, until the Lord come, who will bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsels of the heart, and then shall every man have praise of God. 1 Corinthians 4:1-5. May God then prosper us as we begin this study, and may his word thrill us in the very central core of our beings. May the mind that is perfect, even the mind of Christ, be rising more and more in us as a body of sons and daughters upon whom the ends of the world have come. To be continued, Kenneth B. Vischer.